Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. Good morning. Aren't you all just the bravest folks? Thank you so much for being with us, and welcome to all of you who stayed home and are watching this morning. We are glad that you are participating with us, too. So whether you're here or not, and I'm glad some people came and said a little while ago, only people sitting on one side, and I thought, oh, tip the church over like that. My name is Reverend Loretta Job. I am a deacon that works here with the Pastoral Care Department and some mission work and things. Great to have you all in worship this morning. This is the First United Methodist Church of Brighton and Whitmore Lake, a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. We are starting a new sermon series this morning. And Pastor Hazel Bates will be bringing us our message this morning. There are connection cards inside your bulletin, so please take a moment if you haven't already to pull that out. Fill that out, let us know you were here, and let us know if there is anything on the backside or opportunities to participate in helping with worship and other things here at the church. And so we would love to be able to help you find your role here at the church. There are also prayer cards. They're bright yellow. Please, if you or someone you know is in need of prayer, fill those out. They go to the clergy pastoral care team and to our prayer group that meets every week. And so we will be praying for you for whatever your needs might be. This morning, helping us in worship are Carol Kaputska and Bob Hemphill. The choir is with us this morning. I believe I saw some of the Sunday school workers. I don't see Lindsay. She was going to go down and check on them. I'm guessing they're all down there safe and sound. Okay, some announcements for you this morning. February 8th is Super Bowl food drive. You can still bring in, I think there are some bags left, but if you don't have a blue bag, that's okay. Bring that soup anyway, and we will fill up our food bank for this winter. On Thursday, February 1st, or through February 1st, we're doing a sock drive. We had that goal of 1,600 pairs. I know we're going to get close, so let's push that over the top. You can see what kind of socks you're asked to bring by the letter of your last name, beginning letter of your last name. But any socks from any size will be appreciated, so bring those in. There's a place in the library to put those. On January 27th, we will be having a Haiti fundraiser dinner. There is still time, if you can, to get on the website and put in an RSVP, but I've been told that they will have plenty of dinner, so if you don't get a chance to RSVP, please come anyway. The Reverend Newsom, I forgot her last name, Reverend Newsom will be here. She's in charge of the Haiti Mission opportunities for the annual conference here in Michigan. And also beginning on December 27th is Disciple Bible Study class. Pastor Hazel will be leading that. They will be meeting on Tuesdays starting at 6 and going to 7:30 p.m. And again, that begins on January 27th. So we've gotten some really good feedback about this disciple class. This will be the third Old Testament series that we've run. We found that the Old Testament is probably the one that people have read the least of. So it's a great opportunity to do a deep dive and find out what's in there and how it was a formation for our faith and discipleship today. Those are announcements for today. I invite you to please rise and join in singing of our first hymn. Thank you.
Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord God of all, we come before you in gratitude and humility. We are amazed by the grace that you so freely give us. Grant us the inner strength to come to you when we need mercy and to give mercy freely when it is sought from us. Be our steadfast guide in all that we do. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning is from Psalm 51, verses 1 through 12, a psalm of David when the prophet Nathan came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love, according to your abundant mercy. Blot out my transgressions, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty, a sinner, when my mother conceived me. You desire truth in the inward being. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and put a new and right spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain in me a willing spirit. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Wow, thank you. I am Reverend Hazel Bates, and it is such a joy in my heart that I could bring God's word this morning, and may God use me for his glory. Thank you, Pastor John and Pastor Lindsay, for this opportunity. What we will be hearing this morning is a prelude to a new sermon series focusing on being renewed. And this morning, I will be speaking about being renewed in spirit. Let us start by saying a prayer. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for making this morning possible for us to come to you in worship. Lead us through your Holy Spirit, and we submit to your wisdom. Use your servant, O Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me ask you a very significant question. It says there, what is the difference between makeover and transformation? Some might say, aren't they the same? Or do they differ? Let's see. Makeover deals more on physical appearance. It has something to do with our hair, our makeup, clothes, cosmetic surgical procedures for body enhancement like nose lift or facelift. And makeover does by people and science. And makeover aims to achieve external changes. And that's it. We had the makeover. While transformation deals more on inner being. It has something to do with our behavior, our belief, our point of view, the spirit, the mind, and even our emotion. And transformation cannot be done by science or not even by us, only by God through the work of the Holy Spirit. And transformation aims to bring internal refinement. It is a renewing of deeper self. And this is the main purpose of God to everyone of us today, to bring transformation and renewal of life. Our text from Psalm 51, verses 1 to 12, that has been read before us, it is a clear declaration of an open life of David to God after he committed sin against God. He knows that God knows him well, all his iniquities, transgressions, and wickedness. We know that David, I'm not sure why it's not working one by one. No, it's not that way. But anyway, we know that David wrote 50% of the Psalm as a book of praise and prayer. And in his words, in his text, in our text today, David, as I discovered, went through spiritual stages that brought him to desire for renewal of life, which I believe we should do the same. I just set them accordingly. First is the admission. In verses 3, 4, A to 5, it says, "For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, only you, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Surely I was a sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." These words imply admission to the sins he committed against God and people as well. In reality, one of the hardest things to do is to admit that we are wrong. Agree or disagree? I remember, ladies, listen carefully. I remember one time when I was administering a school, and we have this team building thing. I was with the faculty and staff. So we went to a resort, and everyone was looking for the shower or the bathroom. And we found it, all right? So at the facade of the building, there is an arrow pointing to the left. It says, "For men." Another arrow pointing to the other side, we know where it is, "For women." And there's another line, for they are always right. Ladies, how cool is that? I'm not here to bring chaos. But no kidding aside, this is a real thing. It's hard to admit things we are guilty of. But how about admitting that we are guilty of sin against God? We all fall short in the glory of God. Agree? Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." It means no one can ever say that he or she is blameless. Yes, we can deceive people around us, but we cannot hide anything from God because he knows us, he knows our shortcomings. We just need to understand that God knows every single detail of our life. Well, are we bold enough to admit our sins before God, like David? Second, David came to repentance. In verses 1 to 2, David said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, wash away all my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin." These are powerful words of repentance in humility. Repentance from a person who is prominent. Repentance from a person who is powerful, a leader, a king, who acknowledges the power of God to forgive. That very moment, he doesn't care how the society regards him, but he saw himself as a sinner that needs God's forgiveness. How often we come to God in repentance. This time, God is longing and looking for a repentant heart. Truly, sin can make us blind to repentance. It can also create in us a heart of stone and just think, well, anyway, God is so good. God is a good God, but God is not pleased with that. That's why the Holy Spirit is working so hard to help us see what God wants us to do, even bringing us to repentance. Let us come to God in repentance, for he promised the assurance of forgiveness. After admission and repentance that David went through, that's his part. Now he asked for God's work of purification. Verse 7 says, "Cleanse me with my hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I'll be whiter than snow." David saw himself dirty, stained, and darkened because of sin. He longed for God's purification, for he knows only God can do it for him. He saw how God did not leave him even in his darkest time, and even his life reached the rock bottom because of sin. Brothers and sisters, to purify our lives and to clean our hearts, it's not our agenda. It is God's. Christ can purify our hearts and our lives with his saving love through his forgiveness. Let us ask God to purify us so we could be worthy in his sight. Purify us so there will be no darkness in us, and purify us so we could live according to his will. What other things that I have discovered that David asked from God? He asked for God's restoration. Verses 11 to 12a, it says, "Do not cast me from your presence, or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation." David longed for God's presence through the Holy Spirit, for him to have the assurance of God's restoration that he could be whole again. He realized what kind of life he had from being separated with God because of sin. He was so broken. There was no joy in his heart. That's why he pleaded to let the Holy Spirit reside in him to help him to be able to be whole again. Again, he cannot do it for himself, only God. We know that sin separated us from God. But thank God we have Jesus Christ, our Savior, who gave us his life and restored our relationship with God. He is the God that restores, and this world needs restoration. Our lives needs restoration. We have so many brokenness in life, right? Sin, broken relationships, separation in any form, death, health issues, failures, financial setbacks, and many more. We need God's restoration. Here, God is saying he knows our life's situations. That's why the more we should ask for his presence to be in our lives, the more we need to ask for his power to heal our brokenness and ask for his restoration. He is the God of possibilities, for in him, nothing is impossible. Since in him, nothing is impossible, now he is offering transformation and renewal of life like David wanted for his life. Verses 10 and 12b, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." This is part of David's prayer, expressing a deep need for spiritual renewal and recognizing that only God can only transform him. Having a pure heart, having a right and new spirit, having a submissive life under God's transforming power, David wants to be the new version of himself, a new David. And he cannot do it for himself. Again, only God. Again, God offers transformation and renewal of life through the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. God is not yet done with our lives. I could say we are still under construction. So what's the best thing to do? Let's do our part. Like David, let's admit our sins and repent. And God will do his part. He will purify our hearts. He will restore and heal our brokenness. And he will even restore our relationship with him. And he will renew our lives through the Holy Spirit. Let us continue life under God's guidance. Let the Spirit lead us and manifest the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. How? Simply. It's very simple. Live in love, joy, and peace. Live with patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. God wants us to live accordingly as renewed person. 2 Corinthians 5:17 reminds us, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come." Can you see the presence of the butterfly cycle there? It's a combination of makeover and transformation. Makeover, yes, because there was a physical change happened, right? Within the cycle. And transformation, because from being a caterpillar into a butterfly. And caterpillar and butterfly are two different insects. Now we can see the difference. God wants us to live accordingly as renewed person, as Romans 12:2 reminds us, by not conforming to this world. Because if we do, it's just like being a caterpillar over and over again. But he wants us to live as being renewed in spirit, being transformed people, carrying the purpose of being a beautiful butterfly. Let us walk with Christ every day. Being renewed, being a renewed life is not just being measured how often we go to church, read the Bible, give to the church, give our service, but how we live and walk with Christ daily. Let us try to fill our hearts now. And let's say, Christ must be seen in this renewed life day by day. Can we do that? Christ must be seen in this renewed life day by day. Galatians 2:20 says, I've been crucified with Christ. Therefore, I no longer live. Jesus Christ now lives in me. And so, I invite you to sign up to my Bible class starting this Tuesday. Brothers and sisters, let us together walk with Jesus through his words. And surely it will renew our perspective in life, our faith, into a deeper level. Amen? And to end. Brothers and sisters in Christ, God wants to bring not just makeover, but transformation in our lives through the work of the Holy Spirit. Let us live and walk as renewed children of God. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Let us all pray. Thank you, Lord, for your words that we have heard. May you find us as good stewards of your word by applying it in our daily walk with you. Lead us so we can take your path and live as renewed children of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. I don't know. I've been doing this long enough that those of you that come here regularly probably know my back history pretty well. But when I first started coming to this church, I would drive in from Owosso, and that's about an hour-long drive. And now I have moved. I live near Grand Blanc, so it's a 40-minute drive. So it was an interesting drive this morning. It's wonderful to see all your faces. There's so many of us here that find this church as a wonderful and restorative place to come. I say all that because I feel like it's very important to find a church that is renewing and restoring, and I think it's a perfect fit kind of thing. Because when I lived in Owosso, there was a United Methodist Church literally two blocks from my house. And now that I live in Grand Blanc, on our drive here, I don't know how many United Methodist churches we pass, but I know there's one at least a mile down the road that we could stop at and go to church at. But somehow I came to this church, and it's a perfect fit for me. And regardless of the length of the drive, of the weather that's happening, I come here because of the restoration and the renewal that it brings to me. And I hope that, I know that the people that read the liturgy, or the liturgists that read the Bible verses to us, and the worship hosts and the pastors are so worth it to me to make the trip to come here. And I hope that you feel the same way when I give a prayer for you, that I am that person for you. So that's how I came up with my prayer today. I'd hope it's renewing for you. Let's pray. Dear Lord, in this cold and cloudy month of January, we pray for renewal and restoration. When we would rather hunker into the warm blankets of our bed and isolate ourselves, when we feel hopeless and depressed if the sun will never warm our bones again, we pray for your light, your warmth, your glow to urge us out into our community of supports. We remember that underneath the frozen ground and regardless of the icy winds and temperatures, those dormant plants will return in the warm weather. There is a cycle that you have created, and a time for peace and stillness, and a time for renewal and growth. We can take this time to be still and know that you are God. Lord, to you all praise and glory is given. We praise your name for all of the blessings in our life, family and friends, neighbors, colleagues, and even strangers we meet that share with us their stories and experiences. You show your lessons to us through them. We thank you for the music that you bring into our lives, that we can use it as a way to sing praise to you. For this church, that inside these walls we can find renewal. But for what we have and can find in this community of believers in you, we know that there are those that do not have that, and we ask for help from you. Help those that are in need because they are suffering emotionally. Help for those dealing with sickness. Help those that are unable to find a warm place out of this weather. Help those that are picking up the pieces after a disaster in their life, those that are needing shelter or knowing where their next meal is coming from. Help those that believe they cannot be forgiven for their sins in life, that they are beyond help. Bring calm and peace for those that are the recipients of this week's prayer quilts. Phil, Karina, and Ed. We ask that you provide for all of these people as they need your comfort. Use us at your will to provide your comfort on the ground. Include us in the stories of others by helping to ease their sorrows. On a personal level, we also ask for forgiveness, for your understanding in those times when our ears have been deaf to the calls of others or our eyes blind to the needs around us. We ask for a gentle shove out of these times when we are self-serving as opposed to serving others, that when we are called upon, even in the smallest way, that we can answer your call, that we can respond to you calling our name with grace and a purpose to spread your praises through words and actions, that we do not pause to question your call, but move forward with confidence toward what you have called us to do, that you provide renewal for us through these actions in your name. Forgive us our trespasses, our uncertainties, our doubt, our lack of compassion. We all have different things for which we need forgiveness. And now let's silently ask for those things. And now let's join our voices in the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As we enter this time of offering, I would invite the ushers to come forward and remind you that your gifts are blessed by God to keep this community and make this community a light in the world in these troubled times. And so we thank you for all of your support. And I would like to invite Gene Smith to come forward. He's going to talk to us about the Redbird Mission.
Good morning, everyone. You long-timers, or even if you've only been coming for a couple of months, may have been alerted to the fact that if you were here in October, we actually had a mission moment. I was in Paris, France that Sunday, but Ginger Van Blaerkum gave a beautiful mission moment on Redbird. So I'm just going to quickly go through some of the highlights of what my last 4 years of Redbird have been. And the thing I wanted to talk most about today was that if you guys don't have anything going on February 17th, which we call Fat Tuesday, which is the day before Ash Wednesday, if you are partaking in one or two or possibly even more than three punch keys on Tuesday morning, you can finish off the day with a pancake dinner that night. We're going to have all kinds of pancakes, gluten-free included. We're going to have all kinds of beets. We're going to have applesauce. We're going to have all kinds of things. So anyway, on to Redbird. What happened was I had a beautiful slideshow that was about 6 minutes long, and I went and downloaded all of those onto the computer this morning, and they all rearranged themselves. So that's why I have no script in front of me, because I said, whoop, we're not going to use that. Redbird's been around for 100 years. They have an immense campus. And in order for them to be able to pay lower insurance premiums, they have their own fire department. We do lots of things down at Redbird for those of us that go off-site and work on homes. This is looking through a new window that we put in a door. As I said, Redbird's been around 100 years. The reason it first came into being was because they had several women who wanted to have education come to the Appalachia area. So they came and they built a school. And this is just one of the multitude of generations of kids that have been through that school system. They have a medical clinic, they have a dental clinic. We're also having a pancake dinner on February 17th. Just make sure you put that on your calendars. We go out there, we make our own lunches, we work. This was actually from my first year. This is from last year. A lot of excellent people have gone on missions. Jeff Knopp was the one that headed up our van replacement program 2 years ago. We actually bought two vans and sent them down to Redbird. A couple of the new people that have went. That was a brand new window that we put in. That was a brand new floor that we put in. This is their lumber yard. They have about, I would compare it to a miniature Home Depot. This was 2 years ago. Those are the two vans that we actually had donated. Did I mention that we're going to have a pancake dinner on February 17th? We've done plumbing, we've done everything. We had to put a new shower in, so we have a lot of work that you don't have to be a carpenter, you don't have to be a plumber. If you can get down on your hands and knees, we can use you. This was last year. I was one of the co-owners that Ginger had met that was so happy to have been blessed with the opportunity to be able to have her home be chosen, because they have so many requests every year and they can only obviously do so many jobs. They can't do everything. There's the dental. Oh, did I mention that we actually eat very well also? Excellent menu. Here's one of our completed bathrooms. We actually had to take everything out, put a brand new floor in, and then put everything back in. That was my first year, and there's three people that went 1 year and then decided they didn't want to go anymore. Did I mention that we're having a pancake dinner on, I think that's it. Oh, there's the fire trucks that are part of the first line. That's all I had. If you're interested in going to Redbird this year, we're going from the 4th to the 9th on October. Come and see me. My name and number are in the church website. I've got flyers that I can give out to those that give me their email addresses. So with that in mind, I think that's about all the slides we have. Oh, I guess time for the pancake dinner. All right, thank you.
Lord, bless the offerings we bring forward today. Use them to grow us into a place where we can offer your healing hand and merciful heart to those around us. Use us, Lord, to carry out your mission of love in the world. Amen.
Thank you.
Lord is looking forward that this renewed life will continue to give glory to Him. As we depart, may God lead us to draw more lives to Him, to be renewed by Him. Let us go as renewed people of God. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.